Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The Health Ministry has stepped up its surveillance and preparedness activities since cases of the influenza A, H1N1 flu virus have been detected in Jamaica. Today we take a look at common symptoms of the flu, what you should do to avoid getting H1N1, and what the ministry is advising. Hello and welcome to Healthline. I'm Giovanni Dennis. The World Health Organization declared H1N1 a global pandemic in 2009. It is a strain of the common flu, but with more lethal effects. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye tells us more.
From time to time, we have these new strains of the flu virus coming in, which is associated with more morbidity, meaning illness. Persons get more ill compared to just a regular other type of flu virus. The swine flu in particular is the one which we designate H1N1. And the significance of the swine flu is that a number of persons can be potentially significantly ill and potentially lethal.
To minimize getting influenza A or any other flu infection, practice proper hygiene.
We are promoting the 3 C's. We want to contain the spread, so persons who are infected can help us to contain it by remaining home until they are not infectious. The second C is about cleaning your hands, that's hand washing frequently. Every time you go out in public, the chances are that you'll be touching surfaces that an infected person has already touched, like your doorknobs and your rail. And of course, we're saying cover your cough and sneeze. Practice good cough etiquette.
Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland. Because the virus is spread so easily, chances are you or a family member may get infected. Now, to ensure a speedy recovery, you need to take care of your body, so you need to rest well and eat properly.
Persons who are having mild symptoms are again saying stay home, get lots of rest, drink fluids, and take symptomatic treatment for the fever or for the pain. These are the main things that we will suggest. And of course, our healthy lifestyle tips, eating more fruits and vegetables. If you don't have the appetite, of course, you can have these in juices.
Remember, you are losing bodily fluids, so they must be replaced. In order to track the spread of the influenza viruses, the ministry has reinforced its existing surveillance systems. One important observation so far is that the virus has become more dangerous.
This one seems to be a little bit more severe than what we saw last year and in previous years. The persons who are at highest risk are, of course, children, the elderly, and persons who have underlying medical conditions that will put them at a greater risk. This is because their immune system would be somewhat compromised.
Pregnant women must also take extra precaution. If they display any symptoms, they must see a doctor immediately. To protect those at highest risk of adverse reactions, the ministry has increased its collection of medication for the virus.
The Ministry of Health has shored up its stock of Tamiflu. Oseltamivir is an antiviral medication that helps to shorten the severity and the course of influenza. And it's mainly used for the severe cases that are hospitalized. The ministry has also ordered additional doses of the influenza vaccine.
Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland. For more information, you may visit the ministry's website at moh.gov.jm or call 633-7433. This has been another edition of Healthline. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thank you for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.